Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with a community comment. My good friend Clint Hooper played college football in Missouri, and through that experience he made some excellent friends who he stays in contact with on a regular basis. Yesterday he was talking with one of these friends, and the high cost of gas came up in the conversation. His friend is paying $3.17 per gallon for unleaded gasoline in Missouri. The price we are paying at the local stations is $4.49 per gallon. We are paying $1.32 more per gallon than they are in Missouri. Today is Election Day, and it is our opportunity to tell the elected officials if we approve of the job they are doing. California politics has been dominated by liberals for a very long time, and they cannot blame the situation we find ourselves in on Republican gridlock. The only solution our elected liberal officials have for solving problems is to get their hands on more of our hard-earned dollars. One of the reasons our gas prices are so much higher than the rest of the country is because of all the taxes these elected officials tack on to the price of a gallon of gas. Has it solved any problems? Some of our roads are so deteriorated, you almost need to get your car realigned every time you drive on them. Where is this extra money going? We are paying billions of extra dollars in these hidden taxes, and yet our schools are still broke. Our police and fire departments are broke, and our road departments are broke. New York and California have the highest taxes in the country, and they are the two states that are in the most financial trouble. These two states are also dominated by liberal politicians in every branch of their governments. Is this a coincidence? I don't think so. Government spending does not solve problems. It is a proven fact that it just creates a bigger problem than when they started. In the last 3+ years under President Obama's leadership, the federal government has followed the same overspending policies that California and New York have been doing. Bottom line, California, New York, and the United States, from a balance sheet perspective, are bankrupt. As you go to the ballot box today, remember the $1.32 per gallon more we are paying for gas in Humboldt County compared to Missouri. Think about our local economy and how you probably drove by a closed lumber mill site today. Think of all the businesses who have closed their doors. Remember, our unemployment rate here in Humboldt County is 38% higher than the rest of the country. Think of how many homeless people we have wandering our streets, even though we have one of the highest spending rates in the country on this segment of our population. With these thoughts in mind, think about some of the comments you have heard during campaign commercials. Mark Lovelace claims he has saved hundreds of fishing and timber jobs. Really? I sure would like to know where they are, because I see just the opposite when I am traveling around Humboldt County. Our gasoline prices are the highest in the nation. It costs $26.40 more in Humboldt County to buy 20 gallons of gas than other areas. Our unemployment rate is 11.6%. I again called Mark Lovelace at his office number, which is 707-476-2393, and asked him to call me back. And you guessed it, he still hasn't called. Please vote for Karen Brooks today. I guarantee you, she will call you back. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.